morning, I'm Amy Dahlhauser.
And I'm Becca Malsbury. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. After a break for Easter, we're back bringing you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
On Easter Monday, we held the championship game in intramural basketball. It wasn't really very surprising to anyone that the winning team had been the top student team all season long. Captained by Tyler Lollier, the team also includes Andrew Brandon and Billy Schultz, Eric Bowman, Luke Eichen, and Daniel Gilhouse. Their only loss all season was to the faculty team, and in the championship game, they defeated Jake Rosenmeyer and Travis Cruz's team by a final score of 44-38. Congratulations to the intramural champions.
At halftime of the championship game, the 2011 All-Intramural team was announced. The team is selected each year by a combination of total points and online votes on the school website. First team selections this year were Captain Daniel Gilhouse plus Jake Rosenmeyer, Luke Eichen, Andrew Schultz, and Tyler Lollier. The second team features Jonathan Brody, Eric Bowman, Kevin Lumenthal, Zach Zittrich, and Joseph Skilling. And honorable mentions were Billy Schultz, Corey Weidert, Charlie Tildritz, Mr. Lynn Miller, and Abby Redding. The 2011 All-Intramural referee is Andrew Baer. Congratulations to the All-Intramural team.
Right before Easter, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team had their last event before Nationals. They competed in the Spring Knowledge Master Open, an online competition that rewards both knowledge and speed. The Bears' score of 1,166 was the eighth highest score in Iowa and the top score among all schools with less than 350 students. Garrigan also beat out much larger schools like Ankeny, Urbandale, and Des Moines North, as well as nearby schools like Humboldt, Mason City Newman, and Clay Center Everly. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
This past week, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors voted for their student council officers for next year. There was no contest in the junior class. Without opposition, Grant Redding and Alex Boisley will be next year's student council co-presidents. Eli Marlowe and Mitch Ram will be the co-presidents of the class of 2012, and Rachel Birdie and Lizzie Holmeister will be the class representatives.
The younger classes had a lot more competition. In the class of 2013, three pairs of candidates, Amelia Golitzer and Dustin Miller, Charlie Tilges and John Burns, and Matthew Fockler and Melanie Mergen were running for class offices. The class of 2014 had even more politicians. Aaron Quinlan and Jake Hamilton, Neil Kube and Taylor Hovey, Michael Berkey and Mallory Schultz, Chris Loss and David Klein, Mariah McCall and Corey Weidert, and Nicole Baer and Nathan Creeps were all running to be class presidents. And Sydney McNerney joined all of them in the race for class representative. We'll give you the results of these elections on next week's show.
Last week, several of the Garrigan students participated in the North Central Conference Art Show, and two of them came home with top awards. Senior Katie Miller earned a Blue Ribbon Judge's Choice Award for her black and white acrylic painting of her and her sister holding hands. Meanwhile, junior Jeannie McCall won the Best 3D Art for a rendition of two figures holding hands that was sculpted in foam and then painted. Congratulations to these students and to art teacher Steve Bosnan.
The year is almost over for the BGHS class of 2011. Since Garrigan started early last fall, the year ends early this spring. After this weekend, there are only 4 days left. We'll finish up learning new stuff Monday and Tuesday and take our semester tests next Wednesday and Thursday. There's a week between the end of school and graduation. The school-wide baccalaureate will be Wednesday night, May 11th, and commencement will be Sunday, May 15th at 2 p.m.
Our senior spotlights this week shine on Kelsey Ray and Kayla Blocker. Kelsey Ray has been active in several Garrigan activities. She was part of the yearbook staff and a key member of the volleyball team. And Kelsey was also part of the girls' team in the intramural basketball this winter. Kayla is a Bancroft native who is best known for her accomplishments in band. She was drum major in the marching band, and she plays the flute at concerts. She's also active in 4-H, and when she's not at school, you may see her working at the grocery store in Bancroft. We wish Kayla and Kelsey all the best after high school.
On this week's Golden Bear calendar, the girls' golf team is hosting the BGHS invite today. Tomorrow is May Day, and we'll have dance squad tryouts at 1 p.m.
Monday is Grandparents' Day. We'll start the day off with Mass at Seton, and then our grandparents will have lunch with us at Garrigan. That night, the golf teams have triangulars with Iowa Falls and Eagle Grove.
Tuesday is locker cleanout day for seniors. There's boys track and girls golf that day at Algona High. Wednesday, the seniors have their final exams. Their staff in service that afternoon and that night will be the spring music concert.
Thursday is Cinco de Mayo. The boys track team hosts the Adam Sundahl Relays that night. The golf teams play at St. Ed's, and there's girls track at Eagle Grove. Then Friday night, Garrigan will be hosting the state large group music contest.
That's the Bear Facts for April. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.